All right, let's do the carryout. All right, here are today's top stories. A special session has been called, and Illinois lawmakers will be back down in Springfield starting Wednesday. So what's it mean? Well, in this weird world of state politics, it means start up the attack ads. And not the folksy kinds, either. No, dial up the black and white and frayed Mike Madigan is the devil imagery. Because that's what you do the week you try to compromise and hammer out a deal, right? Republicans say they have a plan, and they want the majority party to pass it. Problem is, they're not the majority party. They're not even close. So don't they need compromise? No, silly me. This isn't about a budget. This is about an election in 18 months. Someone has to be on the hook for having the worst state government in the union. Because right now, Rauner's running as if he's not been governor for the past 4 years. And the Democrats are running as if they have not been the majority control in the legislature. In other words, imagine if you not only didn't do your job, but then pretended like you didn't have a job in the first place. Spooky. IDOT has threatened to halt all construction if no budget is in place by the 30th, and the Trib reported today that they're already slowing down the projects. If that's not enough to get you to the polls next election, nothing is. Sorry, but you didn't get a budget. You didn't get a budget done because of politics, and now I have to merge left? No. Can we vote now, like absentee, like 18 months in advance? I want to vote now. Every time I see a sign with an arrow blinking saying merge, I want to vote right now. In D.C., it's getting weird in the Senate where Republicans are working on a new, less mean health care bill. But the problem is they're doing it in secrecy. They won't let anyone see it, not even Democrats. Then the goal will be to submit it at the last minute and then vote on it by using reconciliation to avoid filibuster. Or, you know, reading it. I don't know. I guess I get the idea that there really is no bipartisan anything anymore. But one party has, I mean, this party has a two-vote majority. And that's enough for them to throw out 250 years of civics? At least fake it, right? Like the Democrats do. They do public hearings and pretend they're listening, and then they ram it down your throats. You know, the American way. This, though? I don't know. Seems very Eastern Bloc. Ooh. Some congressmen are pushing for lawmakers to be able to carry guns after last week's shootings in Virginia. It's interesting because Neil Steinberg in the Sun-Times today talked about that congressional shooting wasn't even the biggest shooting of the day. And in terms of mass shooting, it pales in comparison. Just look at the weekend numbers in Chicago to see how prevailing violence has been in our culture. It's worth a read. But before we let congressmen strap up to the Capitol building, read Neil Steinberg. There you go. The U.S. Supreme Court said that it was unconstitutional to ban disparaging or disrespectful trademarks. They say that you have the right to create douchey trademarks, and it's protected by free speech. This would have repercussions for the Washington Redskins as people would file suit against that name. So the Supreme Court has spoken. You can continue to use an offensive term to represent your football team.
Yay. Go team. Yay.
A new study says that the social media giant Facebook is addictive. Yep. How about it? Just like drugs or alcohol. The social media giant is somehow messing with our brains and we are getting addicted. I'm sorry. What were we talking about? Someone just liked one of my posts, and I just completely lost where we're at. It just distracted me. I mean, they like me. They really, really like me. God. Love Facebook. In weather, it's cooled off considerably. Hey, I don't mind a cool summer breeze, but you know what? Is it bad that I'm already nostalgic for a 90-degree heat? Like, stop playing with my emotions here. In sports, the rumors are heating up this week that it could be the last for Jimmy Butler in a Bulls uniform. The Celtics traded their top pick away to move down in a draft and pick up a couple more draft picks. They've been doing this sort of so they could put a move together to package for a superstar. And all signs point to a certain superstar here in Chicago. And I'm not talking Nikolai Mirotic. Now, tonight, ESPN's reporting that the Cavaliers are making a move for Jimmy Butler. Aha! They want to add Butler to the mix to try and get back to the finals next year. Wow. Well, will the Bulls pull the trigger and go full rebuild, or will the Bulls stay the course and pick up a bunch of old free agents to create a late 90s Houston Rockets? Great story. Out in the second round of the playoffs, though, right? But in basketball, that's pretty much what you're going to have to do for the next couple of years. So do you just skip the playoffs and wait till Steph Curry gets old or breaks a leg? Or do you stack up a bunch of has-been all-stars that want to own their own Kia dealerships? You know, you got to... which is fine. I like Kia, you know. I'm also annoyed that everybody just thinks they can have Jimmy Butler, right? I mean, he's our superstar. It seems disrespectful that all the contending teams are using us as their farm system, right? I think that's telling. Might be telling where they think the Chicago Bulls are right now. In baseball, both clubs had a successful weekend. The Cubs were on the road, beat up on the Pirates, winning 2 of 3, but not without some injuries. So get this. Cubs are testing the depth chart. Zobrist is on the DL, possibly for a long stint. And now Hayward is hurt. Addison Russell's ailing. So that means Baez, Happ, Almora, your time's now. No more of this, if they can do a little more seasoning. No, you got to do it now. The good news, Rizzo's just been great as a leadoff hitter. I mean, over the weekend, he hit another homer in the leadoff spot. They got the Padres tonight, which they're already losing, and then the Marlins later this week. Got to take care of biz, right? Nothing better than an ailing squad than the Padres and the Marlins. Ugh. The Sox, after taking 3 of 4 from the Orioles, went and took 2 of 3 from the Blue Jays. Not a bad week, although they're still 5.5 back. Sitting in the cellar in the old AL Central, James Shields returned yesterday, didn't pitch terrible. Carlos Rodon should be back up in the rotation soon. You know how I know this? I watched a live Charlotte Knights game on Saturday night on Comcast 2. Not even Comcast 1, it was Comcast 2. The Indianapolis Indians and the Charlotte Knights. I just like, I totally got sucked into the hype. Oh, yeah, the Charlotte Knights are going to watch this. I was like, what am I doing? I mean, you really kind of hit rock bottom if it's Saturday night and you're watching minor league baseball on Comcast too. But they look good. The youngsters look good. Oh, the Sox are getting a big test tomorrow. They got Minnesota in Minnesota for a 3-game set. With all the heat on the old NBA draft this week, not much attention being paid to the NHL draft, which will be this weekend at the United Center. Will the Hawks be players and trading away assets to get better draft picks, or do they stay put? At some point, they'll have to deal with their salary cap. But is this the year? I mean, they were the #1 seed. They just got unlucky, bounced in the first round. Do they believe they have what it takes? Who are we kidding? They do, right? And they're a great team. It is interesting that the expansion draft is on Wednesday. Marcus Kruger left available. So could be the end of him in Chicago. All right. Finally tonight, scientists in Australia were busy exploring the famed Eastern Abyss, the deep part of the ocean there. They discovered a bunch of new types of fish, all shaped like, well, that part of a male anatomy. Hey, it's nature. And you know, like in 20 years, the Michelin-starred restaurants on Michigan Avenue are going to be all about it.
Yes, I'll have the miso-crusted Chilean dongfish. Does that come with mashed potatoes?
That's the carryout for June 19th, 2017. Hey, we've got tartar sauce packets if you need some sauce for your dongfish. I'm telling you, that's totally what it's going to be. It's going to be 10 years and we'll be like, such a delicacy. All right, coming up, Touche. Chris Roebling, Dave Lundy in studio to argue about, well, everything. That's coming up, 720 WGN. Stay with us.